but just to speak out two ha'aras. One ha'ara related to the mitzvah puravu, which is the ikar sugya, and then one ha'ara related to the last gemara, which is davar be'itai, related a little to the gemara with Rabbi Akiva v'talmida. That is, I heard from Yedidi, Rav Pinchas Williger. So Pinchas Williger is a Magid Shir, he's a Mechabes Sfarim, he lives in Montreal. I met him in the summer, and he told me that he heard a Meiridiga question from his Rebbe Muvik, Hagoyin Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach. So Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, who lived in Montreal, he was a Talmud Muvik of Ramea Shapiro, he was from the greatest Talmidim of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. And he said he once asked the Oivam the following question. We know the Gemara, we speak it out, it feels like once a week. And that is, Misha Chetzio Yeved V'Chetzio Ben Chayrin. If somebody was a Chetzio Yeved V'Chetzio Ben Chayrin. So what's the halacha? Oved es Rabbi Yoyim Echad, V'es Atzma Yoyim Echad. He should be Oved es Rabbi one day, meaning he should, what does he do? He's a Chetzio Yeved, so one day a week he works for his Adayim. But he's also a Chetzio Ben Chayrin, so one day a week he works for himself. The Rebbe Yisrael, Amr L'Mishamai, L'Mishamai Tol Beisil, Dikantem es Rabbi. By doing this, you a Mesada, you worked out the financial considerations very well. Abba V'es Atzmai Lai Dikantem. But you didn't take care of the person. Why? Because this man can't get married. Lisa Shivche in a Yachad. Get married to a Shivche, he can't. Bas Chayim in a Yachad. Married Bas Chayim, he also can't. Liv Vatel, should he not get married? V'lo Lai Nivra, Oila Merle, Lepiri V'rivya. Shenema Lai So, V'ra, Lai Shevez Yitzara. Ela Mipnei Tikkun, Oilam, Kaivin es Rabbi, V'oisna, Oisa Ben Chayrin, and the Gemara says that when Beisul heard what Beishamai said, they said, Beishamai, you know something? You're right. They came around and they started paskening like Beishamai. So there was this age-old debate between Beishamai and Beisul. What do you do with the Chetzi Yevet Chetzi Ben Chayrin? Beisul says, what's the big deal? One day a week he works for himself. One day a week he works for his Adai. Beishamai said, that's true. Works. All the numbers are going to reconcile very nicely. This man wants to have a family. He wants to get married. To marry a shivchi he can't because he's a chatzim ben chayrin. To marry a bas chayrin he can't because he's a chatzieven. Not to get married is not an option because he's sober. So what do? We force the master to free him. And even though loyvam bem tavaydu, places doesn't matter. We force him anyways. And the chazru beisul, I was given beishamai beisul came around. They said beishamai, I agree. I think that is the way it's supposed to be. So Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, he asked the Oilam the following question. He wanted to know, at what age does the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin have to be for the halacha to be Koifen as Rabbi, the Kois of Loi Get Shecher? Is it when he turns Bar Mitzvah, 13, or maybe it's when he turns 18? What was the Shaila? The Shaila was Pashit, because it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Eben Ezer, it's Simen Aleph, it's Sivkot and Gimel. Mitzvah al kol odom sheyise isha ben yudches. There's a mitzvah for a person to get married when he turns 18. Shmoin Esra l'chuppah. The hamakdim lisa ben yud gimel. But if someone gets married when he's younger, when he's 13, mitzvah min amufchar. He's doing the mitzvah min amufchar. Aval koidim yud gimel lo yisa. But younger than 13, you shouldn't get married. The havik is nus. Because it's like znus. And a person certainly shouldn't wait until he's already older than 20. But the point is that lechatchila the Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah kol adam sheyisa isha ben yud ches. It's a mishnah shmei nesra l'chup. There's an Indian hamakdim lisa ben yud gimel mitzvah min amufcher. So the question was, how old would this chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin have to be in order for us to now force the adam to free him? Is it when he turns 13? That's when the mitzvah is there. Not just that, it's a mitzvah min amufcha when he turns 13. Or do we say, Chazal said, Shmai Nesra L'chuppah. So, Shmai Nesra L'chuppah, you wait until he turns 18. That's when you're going to do this. So this is the question that he asked him. So Pinchas Williger told me that he really, really had a geschmack in this shaila, and he decided he's going to send it to a big guy in Williamsburg, Rav Benzion Cohen, the same Peter Ruf. So he sent him this shaila, and the same Peter Ruf wrote him back a tshuva. He addressed the tshuva to an avreich, Rav Pinchas Williger, and he printed it in his shaila's tshuva's Avnei Tzion. It's in Chelik Dalet, it's Simon Lamed. This is the question. How old would this Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin have to be in order for it to be Koifen as Rabbi? Is it when he turns 13 or when he turns 18? And Kedarka, the St. Peter Ruv, has a beautiful pilpul where he discusses this Shiloh. And he says that the Emes is a third tzad. And this third tzad is mentioned in one of the Kadmoinim. He quotes a sefer, Tiferes Lamosha. The Tiferes Lamosha's name was Ramosha Ben Rabbi Avram. He was a Talmud of the Rebbe Reb Heschel Mikraka. So he was a Talmud of the Rebbe of Heschel, and he already discussed at what age would we force the master to be koifer and for him to be Meshachar's Eved. And he said the Teferis Lamoisha that I hold, it's immediately. And even if he's a kotel, so he doesn't have the mitzvah yet, but Chazal made the takana, and if this is the way they made the takana, so there's like a loy plug in the takana, and this is the way it's going to be. And he said a chabar raya from a toisvus and mesachtes getin. That's what he writes. He says it's a raya from a toisvus and mesachtes getin. So the Saint Peter Roof said, what's the raya from a toisvus and mesachtes getin? Said it's poshut. He knows exactly which toisvus the Teferis Lamoisha was referring to. He said he meant the Toisvus and Perek Asheleach on Daf Mem Bezom and Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing what happens if there was a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Men Chayrin and now a Shor Shtoisim. So this is like all the worlds colliding. You have Shor Shanoga Chasapara where it meets Chatzi Evet and Chatzi Men Chayrin. It wasn't Noga Chapara. He was Noga Amadoim Lechamor, but it was Chatzi Evet and Chatzi Men Chayrin. So Nogchoy Shor, what happens if the Chatzi Evet Chatzi Men Chayrin got shtoist by a Shor? So the Gemara says like this, Yoim Shor Rabbi, the Rabbi. If it's the day of his Rabbi, meaning if this is the day he's supposed to be working for his master, so then the Tashlumen is going to go to the master. Yoim Shor Latzmoy, if however it's the day that he's working for himself, Latzmoy. Fascinating chiddush. It's a Gemara. So the Gemara says it depends which day it was. If it's the day that he works for himself, it's for himself. If it's the day that he works for the other, it's going to go, it's going to belong to Freita, it's a kasha. I don't understand. What do you mean? A chatzi evet chatzi men chayrim is not over this atzmi yoy mechod, this rabbi yoy mechod. Beis Hill used to think that. Aber v'chazur Beis Hill lahayu is kedivir Beis Shammai. Beis Hill came around. So Beis Hill came around. What's the halacha koyf in this rabbi? V'koysef leget shichur. So what do you mean? The day that he's working for himself. There is no such thing. There's no such arrangement. Azoy frey Tosfos. So Tosfos says you have to say, Hainu l'mishna rishayinu. And chanami, this halacha was going before Beis Hill was chazur lahayu is kedivir Beis Shammai. Aber said that the Feres Lamoisha, the way the St. Peter Uf was Masber, that if you're going to tell me that it's Shaykh Metzias of a Chatzi, of a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, where even Beis Hill is going to be Moida, maybe Beis Shammai is going to be Moida, that you're not Kaifa. For example, he's not Bar Mitzvah yet, that's Bashit, that's the case. The case is where he wasn't a Bar Hachi yet for him to be freed. Elamai, it's Muchach, that every Chatzi, of a Chatzi Ben Chayrin has to be free. And that's why Tais couldn't say that. And Tais, that's why Tais had to say, Hainu L'Mishnah Rishon, a half of a fell. So he said it's an often a Teferis L'Moisha, and the Teferis L'Moisha already said that it's not 18. It's not even 13, but what is it? It's going to be as soon as the child, doesn't matter how old he is, as soon as someone has a chatzi, a chatzim and chayrin, Beis Shammai held you out of freedom, v'chazur Beis Hillel hayus kedivrei Beis Shammai, and again, it's a chiddush, because even though right now he can't have a child yet, but it doesn't have anything to do with right now. At the end of the day, this is the way it is. And the same Peter who says that it's mistabe, that according to Teferis Lamoisha, the same will be true if he's a saurus. Let's say this child is a saurus, or this adult is a saurus. You know for sure this chatzi, a chatzim and chayrin won't be able to have children. If there's a loy plug, if it's true for a katan, then it's yitachin, that it would be true for a saurus as well. Either way, as I state in Teferis Lamoisha. However, the St. Peter Ruv is mafalful, and he brings other marmakoimis. He brings from the Maknin Kedushin and Kunchas Achrin, the Simim Mamdalit Sufyut Beis. He brings from the Ateres Chachomim, that's from the Baruch Tam, in his Sefer, where the Baruch Tam as well, they both said that it's only once the Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrim is already 13. It's only once he's Bar Mitzvah that you're going to have this halacha. But until he's Bar Mitzvah, until he's 13, at that point, you're not going to have this halacha as well. Aber nicht 18. For sure it's going to be 13. That means he speaks out, Toich Tvar, a beautiful Svar. He says that if you look in the Chalkas Mechaikik and the Beis Shmuel, they both say, that I understand, why is my Nasr L'Chopa? Why is it? It's a mitzvah. So a child turns 13, he starts being Mekayim mitzvahs. So L'chayr should be Mekayim the mitzvah Purivu as well. So what's this inyan? Mitzvah kol adam sheyisa isha ben yud ches. And the emes is amakdam lisa ben yud gimel is a mitzvah min amufkar. So why is it the Chazal said Shmai Nasru L'chopo? There's no other mitzvah you find such a thing. So why is it when it comes to this mitzvah Shmai Nasru L'chopo? So the Beishmon the Chalkas Mechaikik, they both say the reason is because a person also has to learn Torah before he gets married. It's very, very important. For a person to establish himself, to have a foundation of Torah. And he says, most people can't start learning Torah until they're really teenagers. So if a person's getting married when he's 13, it's going to be Rechayim v'tzavaroi, v'yasik b'Torah, it's going to be very difficult for him to learn Torah. So Chazal said, wait a little bit, wait until you're 18, Shmonesre l'chopa, and then you'll get married. But it's all so that the person will be able to learn Torah. So he says, a svara, that chatzi evet chatzi min chayim. Does he have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Or does he not have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The emes is not so pashut, right? Does an Eved Kenani have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Pashut, you would say no. Eved Kenani is chayv in all mitzvahs that a woman's chayv in. If a woman's potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so it's mistabed that an Eved Kenani is also going to be potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, so the Eved Kenani is not chayv in Talmud Torah, but he could learn Torah. But the chatzi Eved chatzi ben chayrin, because he's a chatzi ben chayrin, the chayrin is chayv in Talmud Torah. Chatzi ben chayrin is chayv in Talmud Torah, but it's not so pashut. The reason it's not so pashut is because there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechtas Ksubis. Daf Chav Chesam et Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Asur la Adam she'ilamed es Avdei Torah. A person is not allowed, he's prohibited. Asur la Adam she'ilamed es Avdei Torah. So if you have a Chatzi, you have a Chatzi ben Chayim, this is a little bit of a situation. Because on the one hand, he's a Chatzi ben Chayim. But anyway, again, it couldn't be us. But one thing is clear, this person has a job. Not a 9-to-5 job. He has a serious job here where he's working for somebody. And because he's working for somebody, he says, it's not so posh that this person anyways is going to be able to learn Torah. So if it's not so posh, he's going to be able to learn Torah. So that it's mistaber that he shouldn't be a Shmoyne Asra L'chopa. So it works his advantage. He should be a Ben Yud Gimel L'chopa. And that's why when he's 13, he's ready to free him. Either way, I ain't Shom Pupul Naira. This is all the first half of the tshuva.